Now we can return to news items and a bit of colour, as although it seems very cold, the spring flowers are in evidence. There are tulip fields to be visited and bluebell woods. Then enthusiasm for the latest production at the city's Maddermarket Theatre, a reminder about the Lord Mayor's procession, and what about losing 9 stone in weight and then running the London Marathon? It sold out in about 90 minutes, with 25,000 tickets snapped up by eager fans. And as their fields near King's Lynn burst into colour, Norfolk's tulips are set to be seen by record crowds. Extended opening times have seen organisers almost double the numbers from last year's 15,000 slots to see the blooms. But Nikki Ellis, chief executive of the Norfolk Hospice, which the colourful show is in aid of, said it was still unable to accommodate everyone who tried to apply. She added, last year's event raised £150,000, while the hospice hopes this year will raise £200,000 towards its £3.5 million a year running costs. Mark Eaves was one of the growers who planted 6.5 million bulbs using satellite tracking equipment to ensure the correct spacing between them. The flowers will be cut down after the show ends on April the 29th. Bulbs will then be harvested and placed into cold storage before being allowed to sprout later in the year to provide cut flowers for supermarkets. It's quite crackers, he said, surveying the hundreds of visitors on the opening day. We're starting to hear about people coming from abroad. The furthest we've heard of last year was someone who'd come over from France.
An ancient bluebell wood will be open for public viewing over the upcoming bank holiday weekend. Norfolk Bluebell Wood Burial Park in Haingford is an 18-acre natural space filled with a diverse range of wildlife and plant species. The 5-acre sea of bluebells at its centre was originally part of the Stratton Strawless estate, which was home to the renowned naturalist Robert Marsham in the 18th century. It was mostly unnoticed for generations until it was purchased by Andrew and Caroline Morton 16 years ago. Now the park is increasingly a magnet for all kinds of wildlife, songbirds, ducks, deer and foxes, while clouds of butterflies and insects are attracted to the wildflower meadows. From Saturday, May the 4th until Monday, May the 6th, the owners will open the gates to the public for an open weekend so visitors can explore the carefully nurtured site themselves.
At the Maddermarket Theatre, from the jazz singer to jukebox musicals, this two-hour melody takes us on a rip-roaring ride through the history of musical theatre. The facts come thick and fast. Starting in 1927, we learn what went on in Broadway, the West End, and in film. There are also various biographical details about composers and some impressive statistics. It's mind-boggling, but you just have to keep up. But a packed house at the Maddermarket shows economy of effects need not stand in the way of a lavish night out.
The annual Lord Mayor's Weekend is fast approaching and a free music festival will rock a Norwich park. The historic Lord Mayor's procession will start at 3 p.m. on Saturday, July the 13th, with a carnival through the city streets from Norwich Cathedral to Chapelfield Gardens. After this, there will be a free festival at the end location and the headliner is the UK Foo Fighters. The tribute act has been described by the band's frontman, David Grohl, as England's premier Foo Fighters tribute band. There will also be local musicians performing, curated in partnership with Voodoo Daddy's showroom in London Street, including singer-songwriter Gabby Rivers. Bluegrass skiffle band, the Misfit Collective, will take to the stage in the evening. Local charity, the Black Dog Music Project, which worked with people with mental health issues or other disabilities to help build confidence through music, will be offering up afternoon sessions.
A Norwich man has achieved his dream of completing the London Marathon after losing more than 9 stone. Matt Simmons started his weight loss journey in 2017 after a chair collapsed underneath him at a friend's house party. After joining his local Slimming World group, the 41-year-old lost a total of 9 stone, 2 pounds. Since his breakthrough 7 years ago, Mr. Simmons has not only lost a significant amount of weight, but has also completed the London Marathon in 4 hours, 55 minutes. He was running for Alzheimer's Research UK in honour of his dad, Gray, who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's and died in 2022.
Now for our first feature. Dan Grimmer of the Evening News reports on updates and discoveries as the revamp of Norwich Castle Keep continues. His article is read by Ian Robertson.